Light 100.5 WRCH. It's Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut. It's brought to you by Vernon Manor.
Tomorrow, of course, is Independence Day, when we celebrate the day back in 1776. Our country declared itself free from the British. Today, though, let's talk about different kinds of independence. Energy independence, where we don't have to rely on any other country to meet our needs. To achieve energy independence means we've got to take a full advantage of renewable sources like wind and solar. But what happens when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining? Well, a Connecticut company has the answer. The company is called Cadenza Innovation, and they're developing a special lithium-ion battery that can store large amounts of energy safely, efficiently, and at a lower cost. So when the sun or the wind is making more power than the grid can use, this battery system will store it, and then it will release it when we need it.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. The energy world is taking notice. Cadenza is about to launch a large-scale demonstration project in New York State to store hydroelectric power generated downstream from Niagara Falls and the St. Lawrence River. The company's CEO, Christine Lampe-Onerud, has been named 2018 Technology Pioneer by the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. 242 years after our country was founded, our state of Connecticut is helping us become even more independent. And in keeping with the theme, if you and your family or friends are looking for ways to celebrate the Independence Day, there's no shortage of special events and activities throughout Connecticut. Here's a couple fun ideas. Learn more about America's history at the Mystic Seaport Museum's Independence Day celebration. That's happening July 4th. You'll be transported back to the 100th American birthday in 1876. There's going to be boat races, picnics, parades, performances, plus activities for kids, including lawn games, an old-fashioned spelling bee, and ice cream churning. Now, the Norwalk Historical Society is also hosting Independence Day at Mill Hill Historic Park. Features Revolutionary War reenactors, artifacts, props, plus a Let Freedom Ring bell ringing ceremony. And then temps are going to be hot this holiday week. But if you need to cool off, you can also head to Brownstone Exploration and Discovery Park right in Portland. It is so glorious there. Group discounts for today and tomorrow. Or Quasi Amusement Park in Middlebury hosting a beach party and 3D fireworks display as well. Now, it is July. Of course, that means we've got a new CT Visit prize pack up for grabs, and one lucky winner will receive 2-lane rentals for up to 8 people at Pine and Iron Axe Throwing in Hartford, as well as 2 Pine and Iron t-shirts. They share a building with Hog River Brewing in the Parkville neighborhood of the city. It's the first axe throwing venue in Connecticut. If you haven't been there yet, it opened in June. It features 10 target lanes and Lux Couch and lounge and board games. Don't worry if you've never thrown an axe before, because they have coaches on staff that'll give you quick lessons and tips, too. You're also going to win 1 complimentary room night at the Circle Hotel in Fairfield. It's a newly renovated hotel in downtown Fairfield. It includes complimentary breakfast, beach passes, outdoor yoga, outdoor pool. There's patio with lawn games as well. You're also going to get Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag as well. You can get yourself entered at WRCH.com. Just click on contests.
Tell Me Something Good About Connecticut, brought to you by Vernon Manor.
Sue, how is everything? What's new?